Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
All right, welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. His help and hard work always appreciated. Shortly after our interviews, he hits the podcast platforms, and our shows will be available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, of course, the WKOK podcast page, or wherever you download your podcasts, and that's all Rob. So if you see him in the hallway, you thank him, as I always do. In the studio with us now, Brian Kerstetter is here. He's a Lewisburg attorney. He is a Republican candidate for Union County District Attorney, and he hopes to replace Pete Johnson, who's retiring. He tells me after, what, 28 years?
28 years.
Isn't that something? And hardly, it seems I knew it was a long tenure. I wasn't thinking of it as being that long, but yeah, good for Pete. All right. So, your candidacy for Union County District Attorney, you are Republican, so this isn't like the judges we're hearing from, they cross-file. Tell me about Brian Kerstetter. If folks aren't familiar with you, introduce yourself.
Yeah, first of all, good morning. Talk a little bit about why I'm running for this particular office. First and foremost, I was raised by a police officer. My father, Ron Kerstetter, served as a deputy sheriff under Bill Hawes and Don Everett back in the 70s. He retired as the chief of police in Lewisburg in 1999, and that's actually when I started practicing law, so we never actually had an overlap where he was a police officer and I was a practicing attorney. So that might have been to my disappointment. But my mother, Vicki Kerstetter, served as a registered nurse, corrections officer at SCI Muncie. So I always tell people that I got my love of the law sort of from my dad and my sense of compassion for others from my mother. I went to college and got a criminal justice degree. I thought I was going to follow in my father's footsteps. Ultimately decided to go to law school. Shortly after I graduated from law school, I got my first job in law enforcement as the first assistant district attorney over in Snyder County. I served the citizens over there for 17 of my 23 years in practice. As of January 1 of this year, I've been serving as the first assistant district attorney in Union County, which of course is my home. As Pete Johnson put it, sort of law enforcement's in my blood. I certainly can't argue with that. When Pete decided that it was time for him to retire, he was interested in making sure that he had someone who was ready, willing, and capable to take over the position from him. He came to me, asked me if I would be interested in doing it. Of course, I jumped at the opportunity. So I have his endorsement. I have the endorsement of the law enforcement in Union County. I'm a fourth-generation Union County resident. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to do.
Can you summarize a prosecutor's view on the law and crime and punishment?
Sure. I mean, you know, prosecutors have special ethical rules that we have to follow that prevent us from saying certain things to the media when a defendant is charged with a crime. But, you know, a lot of prosecutors like to run the tagline that they're tough on crime. But I think my record reveals that I actually am. And if you talk to law enforcement in the area, I think they'll echo that. You know, I also believe in at least attempting to treat individuals who find themselves, let's just say, in the throes of addiction. But on the other hand, I believe in punishing, really to the limit of law, those who profit from those addicts. I think we have to figure out a way to strike a balance between punishment and rehabilitation. We simply don't have the bed space in Union County to just lock everyone up and throw away the key. I think that Union County's jail houses between 26 and 28 inmates at best. I mean, we do that on any given day, on sentencing day in Union County. So that means that the vast majority of our inmates are housed outside of our county at a cost of around $75 per day per inmate. So we have to figure out a way to strike that balance between punishment and rehabilitation, get victims the justice that they deserve, while trying to relieve some of the burden on our strained taxpayers in Union County. I feel strongly about crimes against the elderly. I feel strongly about crimes against children. I'm a girl dad. I've raised a daughter who's a sophomore at Pitt University right now. So I have strong views about crimes against children. We have limited budgets. We have limited resources. But with proper planning, I think we can make a big difference in this county.
Some people say that they don't like plea agreements. I, you know, just from sitting in the back row at court, I often see it as just sort of a means to an end to expedite cases with some punishment typically involved. Your view on, they call them plea agreements or plea bargains is the derogatory term.
Sure.
Your view on that?
Well, I think that somewhere between 90 and 95% of all criminal cases end up with a plea agreement of some sort or another. I think it's foolish for a prosecutor to say that they are not in favor of plea agreements. The system would grind to a screeching halt if we had to take every single case to trial, not only budgetarily, but just, practically in general. So, you know, I've always viewed plea agreements as a tool that we can use to get justice for victims. I've never been called out by a victim for not being a strong advocate on their behalf. And if I feel like a plea agreement facilitates justice for a victim and they're satisfied with the agreement that's being proposed, then it's my job to see to it that that agreement gets pushed through, if you will. There's just a whole host of reasons why a case should be resolved via plea agreement rather than a trial, not the least of which could be the trauma to the victim and having to face their accuser and having to testify. I mean, we see a lot of that. We see a lot of victims come into preliminary hearings with guns blazing, and then 6 months down the road or 10 months down the road or a year down the road when the case ultimately comes to trial, you know, upon reflection, they've changed their mind a little bit. They're scared about having to tell their story in front of a judge, in front of a jury, potentially in front of a packed courtroom. So, you know, we have to start talking about plea agreements in those cases. So they're just a necessary tool that every prosecutor has to use, particularly in this area, to get justice.
When you hardly ever get an innocent person that has to acquiesce to a plea agreement to which they don't agree. And I've just seen that over the years. There are, some innocent people that end up charged, and often they have choices to make in that regard. And DAs get involved in charging. Don't you work with police to come up with charges that, you know, are 100% appropriate for the crime?
Sure. I mean, we get calls. We're on call 24/7. I get calls at all hours of the night regarding the appropriate charges to be filed in any given case. I handle preliminary hearings every Tuesday, and there probably hasn't been a Tuesday where I haven't added charges, dismissed charges, enhanced charges, and by that I mean the grading of the charge, whether it be a misdemeanor, a felony, summary level offense. We're intimately involved with the charging of individuals. We need to make sure that criminal defendants are charged with the appropriate crimes or not charged with crimes that don't meet the elements of each and every offense. So our police officers around here, our law enforcement, does an excellent job staying in contact with us. I work very well with all of the law enforcement, and we always strive to see to it that we have the appropriate charges going forward.
You'll keep working with drug court as a DA?
Absolutely, 100%. As I mentioned, you know, we have a huge drug problem, not just in Union County, but throughout the region, throughout Pennsylvania, throughout the country. Again, I think that we, in talking about that balance between punishment and rehabilitation, we need to attempt to rehabilitate those individuals who find themselves, you know, in that physical prison that we call addiction. So drug court is something that I find to be very important. There are other diversionary programs that I think are very important. That's just another one of those tools that we can use, to accomplish justice that doesn't involve simply attempting to lock someone up and throw away the key.
extra work you'll do as DA? I'm thinking there of national night out appearances or in schools on career days or other opportunities at schools.
Absolutely. I'm in favor of all that, and I want to be a really hands-on district attorney. As I said, I'm a girl dad. I have a soft spot for kids. I'm very interested in getting into schools and talking to them. I'm very interested in getting into nursing homes and other facilities that house elderly individuals. It seems that everyone is running a scam on the elderly. I mean, probably not a day goes by where I don't get information regarding a scam that's being run on an elderly person in Union County. So getting out there, you know, educating them. I know that our Sheriff's Department does a great job in doing that. I'm very interested in tagging along with them and speaking to those individuals about how they can avoid being scammed, what to do if they feel like they've been scammed. So I really look forward to being a 100% hands-on DA. Pete Johnson did that for 28 years. He was always a very hands-on district attorney. I look forward to carrying on his legacy.
All right, a minute left. Anything else to add? Do you have an open mic? You can talk about your candidacy for Union County District Attorney.
Certainly. Thank you very much. So I'm running on my record and experience. I have 23 years experience practicing law. 18 of those years have been as the Deputy Chief Law Enforcement Officer in both Snyder and Union County. We have a website, kerstetterforda.com. I invite you all to take a look at that website. You can learn more about me there. We have a Facebook page. If you search Kerstetter for DA, you can learn more about what we're doing, how we're campaigning, things of that sort on that social media site. Of course, I'm doing radio, the newspaper. Nothing beats good old door knocking, and we've been doing that very frequently. We're trying to get out to the residences in Union County, and I'm trying to meet the people just as I did in my previous campaign, and it's been very humbling. It's been very nice to meet the people of Union County. We've had a very positive response to this campaign, so we're doing a lot of door knocking. I really believe that I'm the most qualified by far candidate for the position. As I said, I'm a fourth or fifth generation Union County resident. I'm ready to do this. I'd look forward to having everyone's vote on May the 16th.
Brian Kerstetter, Lewisburg attorney, Republican candidate for Union County District Attorney. Kerstetterforda.com, right? .com?
Correct.
All right. Fabulous. Good luck, sir. We'll be back on the mark. So if folks have questions for you I didn't think of, you'll have an appearance next month on WKOK's On the Mark, and that involves callers can check in. Brian Kerstetter, thank you again, sir.
Thank you.